This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof. Grr.
Yes, you are here on The Woods. It is Thursday night. It's been a bloody cold day today, but we're here nice and warm in the studio, here giving you lots of lovely, toasty bear hugs tonight, which is very exciting. I'm Luke the Wonder Cub. Yes, I am here, and Mark is still not here. He's taking another week, but he'll be back next week on the show. Next week, we're doing a big Southern Hibernation preview as the boys from Vic Bears are launching it this Saturday. So Mark will be here with the Vic Bears guys next Thursday to talk all about that. So if you missed Big Bear, that's where he's going to be. Luckily, though, I have got my ring-ins again. It's very exciting. I've brought back Matt to the studio. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Luke. How you doing?
Good. And I've got Dean back as well.
Hey, Luke. Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's so cold. We got the log fire going in here.
It's nice and toasty.
Yep. Yes. We've taken our clothes off and are hugging each other for warmth. It's very exciting.
That's the berry world.
That is what bears do, especially at underbear parties. But that's next week. So here on the show tonight, we've got a couple of little topics lingering around. Now, one that we are going to be talking a little bit about is the fact that the world has changed, boys. It's a different world out
dun,
there.
Dun, dun.
And no longer is it easy to identify our bear brethren out in public.
Yeah, the fashion of bears has kind of sprawled across metropolitan Melbourne, and everyone's sporting a beard, and you don't know who's who anymore.
That's right, and that's the problem, isn't it? You know, the Melbourne is such a cool kind of hip arty kind of city now. All the cool kids come here, all the hipsters are here, and now they've all got beards, and it's very difficult for us as bears to identify other bears out there in the community.
Absolutely. I was on the train the other night, and there was a couple of guys that I thought, they've got beards. Maybe they're bears. But I wasn't sure.
How are we to know? Unless they're in their underwear dancing at a club.
That would give it away, I imagine.
That's the obvious hint.
The
guy with his shirt off, spinning it around, dancing to Kylie.
Beards have been around, though, for... Well, in fashion, I mean, for a few good years now. It hasn't been just recently.
Yeah, it's not recently, but there was a recent trend, and I believe it was called lumbersexuals.
That's lumbersexual, right. With their check shirt and their cuffed boots.
That's right, which is basically bear wear, let's face it. The idea of lumbersexuals. So people that look a bit like lumberjacks, but it's pretty much the new metrosexual. You don't hear the word metrosexual anymore, really. That seems to be not too popular. It's all about the beards now.
The metrosexual was very much a noughties kind of expression, along with your focaccia and your...
What's a focaccia? No. seriously, I don't know. But looking at so many people out there with beards nowadays, though, and do you find that, Matt, out and about, do you think it's a good thing, you know, seeing all these extra beards and
it's
stuff?
It's a great thing. As a fan and admirer of a beard, mainly because I can't grow one myself, just the chin stubble.
Yeah.
Any day now.
One day you'll grow up.
I'm a real boy. I appreciate a good beard. And it feels great pressed against you. So.
Yes, it definitely does.
I've certainly found, I work in a corporate environment, and I suit up for work. And what I've noticed is a lot of young guys and older guys are now suiting up with a beard
with
in the workplace. It's not, I guess back in the day it was seen as a sign of someone who perhaps didn't have a corporate role, or someone who was a beatnik, or someone a little bit free and easy. But now it's quite corporate.
A beatnik,
yeah, back in the day.
Governor.
That's free and easy as well.
Free and easy, hippie. And hipsters, but now we're wearing suits and we're wearing beards, and not necessarily trimmed and neat beards, but the bushy beard,
big bushy beards with their pipe, walking down the street with their suspenders on.
Yeah, and I mean, I even saw there was, you know how they have that sort of fashion news beat thing they do in papers sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They bumped into Aaron, who won Mr. Australasia Bear last year, and he was featured in one.
Because he's got a big red beard,
He's got a big red beard, and he had his, like, his pipe, and he had, like, his suspenders on and stuff like that.
Nice.
And he got approached in the street randomly, he was eating lunch or something, and this guy with the camera came and said, can I take a photo of you, put it in the paper and talk about your fashion? He was like, okay. So, you know, it's funny because he's just being kind of that traditional kind of bear that we're used to seeing and have seen for many, many years now. Yeah. This big beardy kind of the suspenders and the lumberjack shirt, that kind of thing. But, you know, to this young hipster fashion mogul, whatever, they saw Aaron and they went, oh, this is perfect. This is exactly what's happening in Collingwood right now. And took a photo.
He's on trend.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And it almost, it's funny, if I didn't know Aaron, I'd almost look at him and go, this guy's a wanker. He thinks he's a bear. You know what I mean? Because he's just like, looks like a bear would look, but they've put him in this kind of article with these pictures, and normally with those people in those pictures, I generally think they look a bit wanky, to be honest.
Right.
But like, he looked great, and he actually, in the interview, he mentioned bears, and they're like, oh, what's your look? And he's like, I'm a bear. Like, he actually explained what a bear was and stuff in the little interview for the newspaper, which was really cool.
And of course, he's not a wanker. He's a lovely man.
No, Aaron's amazing.
He's amazing.
A good friend of mine.
Right. Just to be clear.
Sweetheart, yeah.
That look, though, you don't really see it in the fashion rags of Melbourne or any other major city. You might see it usually in the, you know, artisanal magazines or the niche publications.
Yeah.
Or in Smith Journal or something like that.
But I saw one in the Maya catalogue recently. They had bearded fellows in the Maya catalogue.
Yeah. So they're
fancy.
Pushing forward.
Fancy. Bears are going mainstream. So are the beers. No, that's later. Bears are going mainstream, even to Maya. Fantastic.
It's a good thing for us bears, too, because things like beard oil are becoming easier to come by as well.
Oil? What's that about?
Well, it's oil that you put in your beard to make it, like, shiny. Feel good and smell good as well. So,
about 2 years ago, I tried to find that as a present. No luck. I went to 10 different places, you know, the usual ones. Couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
It's pretty common now. Boutique shop has one.
An oily beard doesn't sound real attractive.
Well, no, it's not like cooking oil.
Oh, it's not
olive oil.
It doesn't drip or anything. It's not almost. Like a conditioner, so it makes it luxuriant. And
it makes it like kind of a bit shiny and a bit kind of maybe firmer and bushier. And it smells nice, so you're going for a peck and it's like, oh, what's that on your beard? It smells delicious. I imagine that's what people talk like.
I just had garlic bread and it dribbled down.
It was great.
I'm getting a little bit older, so my beard's actually starting to get a couple of grey hairs on it. So what's the story? Should I be
You're entering those distinguished years.
It's very distinguished, but should I be dying? Should I be regaining my beard? What do you think?
Many would say no. However, I do know many a bear who do dye their beard, and I don't judge them.
No judgment?
No, not at all. If you want to look a certain way, you have every right to change the colour of your hair, change whatever you like about yourself if it makes you feel better about yourself.
Now that you mention it, you do have a nice even shade of ginger across your beard.
Yes. What are you saying?
I'm not suggesting anything.
Well, I get asked by people today, still, I get asked if I dye my beard, because if you look at my beard, it's ginger, yes, but then sort of under it's a bit darker, and then I have the blonde flavour saver on my chin. So I have all these different kind of colours, and people say, oh, you must dye that to get those different colours. I'm like, why would I choose to do that, firstly?
Just born this way.
Baby, I was born this way. But yeah, I have in the past dyed my beard, not ginger, I've dyed my beard black before.
Black beard.
Just to see what it looked like, I guess. And then
Did it work?
It looked okay. I'll show you photos later. It looked all right. Pardon the saying, he hasn't seen it in person.
Just look, you got a texture and coloured it in.
Yeah, pretty much. So I got the brown colouring, but I left it in for too long, so it was black. And I actually did it after a breakup, because when I was younger, I broke up with someone. I thought, I'm going to have a new look, you know? I'm going to get out there and change the way I look, because I don't like the way I look.
I'm a new person.
I'm single and sad. I want to change myself. You know, I did, and I changed my beard colour. That was what I did. And then it's funny, because I did it, like, next time I had a bit of a breakup, I did the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And within my friendship circle, like, years later, I dyed it one day, not because of a breakup, just because I wanted to change it, and they were like, oh my God, are you okay?
It's a sign.
Because they thought I'd broken up with someone again. They were like, what happened? And I was like, I just got bored. They were like, are you sure? Are you sure you're okay? So, you know, I dyed my beard not because I was getting older, because I didn't like the colour. It was just I wanted to change my look. And my beard being such a prominent focus on my face, I thought, well, I'll change it. I'll make it look different.
Would you do it again?
Well, maybe. I know the ginger My partner probably wouldn't like it very much if I did. Maybe. I don't know. The ginger is very popular nowadays. Yeah. I'm kind of on trend myself
now. Are on trend.
Ginger, which is
beard.
Good.
It's all about the ginger beard.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe that's what you could do. We can get a retexter and just...
Ginger me up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Get some ginge.
Bit of ginge.
Like old Ginger Min, John RuPaul's Drag Race at the moment. Love that girl. Now, we are going to be talking more about fashion trends and bear fashion when we come back, but also a bit of a controversy if you were a part of the Vic Bears group on Facebook about potential... the right etiquette in terms of when you see someone hot on the train. What do you do? How do you handle it? Let us know what you would do if you see a hot bear on the train, but you're not quite sure if they're a bear. SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au and let us know. What would you do? Would you maybe post a picture of them on Facebook? Probably not, but we'll talk more about that when we get back. You're on the woods on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
No. Talking about what you do when you see a bear out in public. Mm. Out in the wild, a bear could be in the woods, rubbing up against a tree possibly. Probably not. And we... It's a controversy on Facebook today. Now, it's funny because this topic came up. We were talking about it earlier in the week. We were saying, you know, what do you do? All the hipsters out there, how do you identify a bear and that sort of thing? And then, funnily enough, the social media gods smiled on me today. And there was a post on Facebook that was made that someone put a picture up of somebody on a train.
Right.
I won't name names, obviously, because that wouldn't be fair. But this person posted a picture of somebody on a train saying, hey, here's this hot berry guy. I think he's really cute. Does anybody here know who he is? Because I think he's really cute. And he looks like he might be a bear.
Yep.
That kind of thing. Now, it wasn't received very well, was it?
Nope.
Now, Matt.
Yes.
You, obviously, we've all seen hot people on public transport or out in public before and been like, whoa, you're all right. Now, have you ever taken a photo of them?
I have, yes.
Okay, that's all right. Have you ever posted it on social media?
Not on Facebook.
Oh.
Usually, I would just send a text to my partner, check out this person.
Yeah.
And same vice versa.
Yep.
If they're really, really hot and they deserve to be seen...
What, recognised and applauded for their hotness?
Highlighted.
Tumblr would be where I take them.
Like a trophy room.
Like a check this guy out. It's not a do you know him, give me their details. It's a this guy's hot, let's all look at him.
Yeah. So just to touch on that. So posting on Tumblr, hot guy that you've seen... In your mind, that's okay. I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying, but you think that's fine.
I think that's fine because it's. I'm not saying everybody look. You know, text me his details. It's just let's all admire this person.
It's fairly anonymous overall.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly.
Your Tumblr's probably reasonably anonymous out in the world.
Yeah,
and people are going to look at it from all over and just go, "Oh, hot guy."
Yeah, okay. That's it.
Whatever. They're not going to try and track him now.
No.
But this post that was on Facebook today, what do you think about that?
When you're in a public forum, and you're putting someone's face to a question, who is this? I think you're impeding on their privacy.
Yes. Well, it opens up potential more issues and stuff like that, doesn't it? Because what if somebody else does know them? And that's, you know, I don't know. Like, if it was you, for example, put yourself in the shoes of this random hot guy, and he was all right. He wasn't that hot. But just saying. But say you're that guy.
Yeah.
And you're... picture is posted onto a bear group and say, you know, you're a bear. So if you see it, someone tells you, hey, someone posted your photo on the Vic Bears group saying this really hot guy. Does anybody know him? How would that make you feel?
I'd be creeped out.
Yeah.
Which I imagine is the response that this person who posted it got.
He
got a lot of feedback saying, hey, this isn't right. It's just... You just don't do it.
It's really interesting, though, because so the image was posted in a positive light. It wasn't like this person,
look at this troll.
Yeah, it wasn't derogatory or wasn't shaming in any way.
I know, but if you were that person and you're someone who's not in a gay scene, and you've got a bunch of men drooling over you, and it turns out that you might have gone to a bar once, and as Luke was saying in the break, what if he's
a cop or something? What if he's in a profession where coming out for him, for whatever reason, he might feel like he doesn't want to come out. He might be in the closet, you know.
Yes.
And what if somebody else sees that photo and comments on it because it's a public forum and there's, like, you know, however many members in this group or whatever, and someone's like, oh, yeah, you know, I fucked him last night. Well, I was really hot, you know? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, this person's been outed on Facebook, yes, and they don't even know about it, you know?
They have no control over how their image is being used or represent, or how they've been represented on social media.
It's close to slanderous. It's on the way to that. I don't know. I don't know technically what it would fall under. I'm sure there are social media laws with that sort of stuff. I haven't experienced it on either side, so I don't know. But I know there's definitely things in place to stop that from happening,
right,
reporting photos and this is not right and stuff like that. But, you know, I think that when it comes down to it, this person, he probably won't even ever see it. Like, he probably is a straight guy and we'll never see the post.
So
and that probably means that no one's going to get hurt by this and no one's going to be impacted, and that's fine. But it still comes under that kind of creepy, like, is that the right thing to do?
Yeah. Is the Vic Bears Facebook page, is it a closed group or can anybody see the images?
It's a closed group that was posted, the Vic Bears group. It wasn't
there's
posted
still a
public,
large number of people.
Large number of bears from all around the country in the group. So, but yeah, it's funny though, like, I don't know how I would feel. I'd probably feel kind of creeped out if it was posted. Like, a bit like, oh, someone thinks I'm hot, but then at the same time, ooh. I had one experience a while ago where I was browsing a Tumblr page. And it was...
Was it mine?
I don't know, of course. I mean, I was just checking out for some cat images. Clearly not porn. And I was on a Ginger page looking for cat images. And on this page that I got lost in looking for cat images, finding all these gingers, I saw a photo of one of my best friends who happens to be a ginger. And it was a picture that someone had taken at the Laird Hotel of him on a den night. And it was just him posing with a friend, arm around him, smiling, regular photo. And amongst all this ginger porn was this photo of my friend smiling with his ginger beard.
Right.
And we messaged him and we're like, you're on Tumblr. This is pretty exciting, you know, you're like celebrity. And, you know, he kind of didn't know how to feel about it. He was like, ooh. And he actually, he has kids. He's not in the closet. He's out and proud. He was actually on the show last year talking about his family and stuff.
Yes.
But he was sort of like, ooh, it's a bit weird, you know, being on this person's Tumblr. Someone's just found my photo on the internet somewhere, on like a Laird page or on like a media page, and just put it on their Tumblr as like, check out this hot guy. And everyone's like liking it and sharing it and favouriting it and stuff like that. So even that, which was an image that he got taken with his consent.
Yes.
By someone with a camera at a gay bar. Even then, he was like, ooh, it's a little bit weird because now I'm being shared with all these people.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Many, many years ago when I was a single lad, I had photos that were on certain sites.
I bet you
and
did.
They were, they were to a certain level of naughtiness.
Yeah.
And you put them out there and you don't think anything of it. And then years later, you're right. You scroll through Tumblr and there it is. It's like, shit. It's...
Yep, I've seen my own dick on Tumblr as well. It's happened. I think it happens to most people at some point in our lives.
When I Google myself, I don't get dick pics. So maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah. Maybe you're sending them to the wrong people.
maybe
you need to send them to different people. Hope they get posted.
And just say, could you please post this picture of me?
No, it's the reverse that you do. It's the reverse psychology. It's like, I hope you don't post this on Tumblr because that would really upset me. Then they'll do it.
But the thing is, I would never do that now, and it actually horrifies me just a little bit. But years ago, it wasn't a problem. And I guess the point is, you just got to...
It's the age we're in, isn't it? It's this social media. It's this sharing. It's this... Mm. If you put a photo out there, it doesn't matter. It can be just a sext. And you can be like... You might unlock your growler pics for someone.
Yeah.
And they might be on the other side of the world. And all of a sudden, you're on a Tumblr. Their friends are all seeing it. And before you know it, the community, as large as it is, the bear community worldwide, is not that large. You know? Everyone's got mutual friends from all over the world. And eventually, it's going to come back and you'll go, I didn't realize that everyone was checking out my junk, but now I know.
If Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian can do it, so can we.
Yeah.
That's how they got famous, by doing the same thing but in video.
Break the internet, Matt. But yeah, I think like I said, I think hopefully, I mean, no harm will come from this particular incident, I hope. However, I mean, you know, the bottom line is this person actually sort of said, look, I thought it was okay because I see other people doing it. And while that doesn't necessarily mean it makes it the right thing to do or the correct thing to do, at the same time, you know, some people... I have other friends on Facebook who do post pictures like that. Yes. And I scroll past them and think, oh, bit of a wanker posting that. But I don't comment, I don't stop them, I don't do the social justice warrior thing and, like, jump on there and tell them all how wrong they are. But I definitely kind of go, it's a bit sus.
But it's so hard to know what the rules are. It seems like you need to almost push the barrier to work out where the rule is. And sometimes you cross the line and it's often innocent.
Yeah, and plenty of guys do comment on those posts positively. Oh, yeah. Woof, oh, he's hot. Oh, mm-hmm. Check out the lunch on him, stuff like that. Mm. You know, just for a snack. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, if enough people say it's okay, then others will be like, well, I guess it's okay then.
Yes.
But then
yes.
Other people who look on Facebook on that particular day might not think it's okay. So really, where is the line? And if you do have cameras on your phones and everyone's out in public and photos get shared ridiculously regardless of who you are and where you are...
Mm.
Does that make it okay? I don't know. I think it's creepy. I don't think it's the right thing to do necessarily, but it's the age that we're in, you know? I don't know how to stop it. I don't know if there is a way to stop it.
Once it's out there, it's out there.
Exactly. What do you think? Have you ever taken a sneaky, stalkery kind of photo of somebody on a train out in the city? At a restaurant, maybe? You might, you know, we do it with celebrities, right? That's fine to do it with celebrities in the background, but, you know, would we not do it for hot people in the background, perhaps? And do a selfie, you get a picture of the hot bear behind you. Let us know if you've done that before and what you did with it. Did you post it somewhere? SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. You're here in the woods, here on Joy 94.9. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about, what did we call it before? The bear dick of death.
The bear dick of death. That's right.
We're going to talk to you about the bear dick of death. Coming back shortly here on the woods.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, The Woods, with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Woof, grr.
Woof, grr, indeed. Bit of Betty Who. Somebody loves you, because somebody does love you. There's someone out there for everybody. And, except Mark isn't here. He doesn't love me tonight. He's not here this week. He's back next week. So I'm here, Luke the Wonder Cub, with... my ring-ins, my new friends for the woods, Matt and Dean, and we're talking about all kinds of things tonight.
We are.
About bear fashion and how to identify a bear. It's kind of like How to Train Your Dragon in a way. And also got talking about a certain post that was on social media today with someone that got into a bit of trouble because they posted a picture of someone they thought was hot on the train and everyone said, that's not okay. That's kind of stalkery. So talking about that, we're talking about whether you've taken any photos before, any sneaky pics. So we had a message in from an anonymous messenger, and they said, I've done it before and taken sneaky pics, but never post online. Only to text my bestie to tell him why he should be catching the train.
Which line was that, do you think?
Yes. Oh. And as someone that works in public transport, thank you. but, you know, I think that's, like you said, Matt, sending it to your partner and stuff. That's okay. That's like, okay. It's sharing, you know, oh, this guy's kind of hot.
What do you think?
Yeah, what do you think? Would you have a go? You know, stuff like that. I think that's okay. And I think I've done that with my best mate as well. We've sent pictures back and forth. Like, check out this hot daddy and, like, send a photo and been like, whoa, where'd you find him? And, like, you know, oh, he was on my train and stuff like that. Like, I think that's okay because you're sharing it privately and it's still a bit creepy, yes. I'm not saying totally go and start taking random photos of people, but, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, no one's getting hurt by that. It's a bit of a thing with friends.
The random tradie on the train isn't going to hurt anybody?
No.
See, I assumed everybody on the train was playing games or listening to their iPhone, listening to music, but they're actually
secretly taking photos of you, Dean.
I need to maybe dress better or comb my hair when I catch the train.
It's how you sit as well.
How I sit.
If you sit like with your legs kind of open.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it in the studio, but you sort of rest your hand kind of on your crotch a little bit.
So sort of drawing attention.
And have your phone down there, like you're playing with your phone at your crotch.
Right.
Draws attention to that area as well. That's a tip for you.
Okay, I'll try that tomorrow. See how it goes.
So
legs apart, phone in lap.
Yes.
Wait, is this if you're taking a photo or being...
this
is more could be both.
Could be both.
A bit of a subtle, you know. But what I do see people try and take photos on the train and being awkward about it, like holding their phone. I'm like, I'm just playing, you know, Angry Birds and like kind of holding the phone up in the sky. And it's like, what are you doing? It's like, it's not augmented reality.
What if your flash goes off?
Ooh. Well, that's the thing that scares me. What if that, you know, has that camera sound from most phones? Every now and then you're on a train yeah. and it's really quiet and you just hear that and you're like, what was that? Like, someone just stalked someone. It just happens.
Ooh. I know someone who pretends they're on a phone call
uh-huh.
and holds the phone up to their ear
yeah.
and faces them and then takes a photo and the flash went off one time.
That's technique.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow, they've been practicing. They've given a lot of thought to that.
A lot of thought.
A lot of thought. Too much thought.
Till the flash went off.
It's a long train ride.
It's a long ride. It was a V-line. So, look, obviously, don't do it. Try not to do it if you can avoid it. And if you do, keep it within yourselves. I think that's the right thing to do. Don't post it publicly on social yeah. media and stuff. Bit awkward.
Unless it's Tumblr.
Unless it's Tumblr, which Matt thinks it's okay.
I don't know. I think keep yourself nice. Keep yourself nice.
Tumblr's anonymous. You don't know who's
Tumblr's here. Not nice, though. Like,
that's what I mean.
Keep it's yourself nice.
It's for porn.
Like,
yeah.
It's for porn.
And the ginger, internet is for porn. Ginger Minge. Ginger uh-huh. cats.
Ginger, yes. Looking for cats and cat pictures. That's what I do. Now, I want to talk to you guys now about some news that came through today, which I didn't plan on talking about, but you know, you can't plan the news, can you?
No.
A show that we were talking about on the Woods a couple mm-hmm. of weeks ago, Looking. We were talking.
I like that show.
We were talking about Daniel Franzese's. We thought it might be prosthetic. We had a look closer, and it looks real.
Is it real?
Well, apparently so.
So he's bare penis on the show.
He's very well yeah. endowed, if that's the truth.
He had a fluffer. That's definite. We talked about that.
There's a warm set. Warm day on the set.
Warm day. Yeah. Warm set. Warm fluffing. It's all happening. Look, not sure 100%, but it looked. It did look a little bit fake to me, but apparently it's legit. Apparently he's just very gifted, and that's fine.
Well, congratulations.
I'm pretty happy with that as well. In fact,
it deserves a round of applause.
Got the crowd ready. penis. Woo. Eek. So, anyway, going off topic a little bit, the show was cancelled. Today. So, after two seasons, mm-hmm. HBO has decided that Looking is no longer worth having on.
Being looked at.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I think it wasn't rating in the first place, yeah, and they sort yeah. of kept it as a sort of project. They were like, oh, yeah, it's not rating, but, you know, we like to support, like, well-made yeah. content, and we're HBO, so we have like Game of Thrones, audience. So yeah. fuck you all. Yeah, and, yeah, yeah. You know, so I think they kept it for that reason, because they could afford to, and then after two seasons of it really, really, really not rating, they're like, okay, we've got to pull a pin on this, because the cast was a bit expensive. Jonathan Groff's not cheap.
No.
And, you know, they had more main cast this year as well. In terms of regular ongoing casts. Last year, there were only three of them were the main cast, and this year they expanded the cast to include a few more characters to be main cast. So, yeah, decided it wasn't worth continuing.
I love the show. It was such a, you know, not much happened
yeah.
in terms of, you know, drama and everything, but yeah. it was, you know, it was a really good picture of what everyday gay life is.
Yeah.
And, you know, not everybody has... some big epic meltdown every week to
that's true.
You know, push
it really focused on the relationship between the guys and where they were in their lives. They weren't coming out, they weren't necessarily, or not all of them anyway, in the first season.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was just very normal as well.
Yeah, it was very truthful.
Yep. I'd even go as far to say, yeah, it showed a good amount of, you know, what it's like in gay life, but I think it just showed what it's like in life. More importantly, I think it was really just honest with how we are with relationships and how they can evolve and develop and change, and people come into your life and come out of your life, and you have exes that you have to deal with and how you handle that, and then you've got your parents and they're going through their own stuff and how does that impact your life, and all those little beats that the show did. Yeah. So I think it really got better in season two. I think it's a shame that it's been cancelled. It's really unfortunate. They are going to do, however, one more movie on HBO to finish it. So if you want some closure after the finale, I won't spoil it for those who haven't seen it. If you want some closure after the end of the season, you will get that closure in the form of this film to kind of finish it off, which is good. They're doing that at least to give some fans.
And at least we got
happiness.
Some bear dick before it ended. But now we've seen the bear dick. Maybe it's the bear dick of death.
And that's why we call it the bear dick of death. Because it puts some bear dick in a show and then gets cancelled. So
what else has been cancelled because of bear dick?
Well,
what, didn't the Golden Girl... No.
What?
No.
What?
The Golden Girl? Does that count? No, other reasons, I'm sure. How about... this thing.
What Golden Girls are you watching?
That's a different.
Oh, that's different.
That's a porno, isn't it?
Maybe it's a different thing.
Water sports porno you're watching.
That's all a bit showers.
A bit awkward. A bit awkward. Sorry.
Oh my god.
I'm racking my brains trying to think of what other shows have.
I don't know what to say. Have shown a bear dick.
Golden Girls. I'm sure there's a few.
There's a bear dick in the Sex and the City movie. I think was it the movie?
It wasn't a bear. It was a muscly Latino gentleman.
But it was a dick.
Not that I would know.
Not a bear dick though.
Not a bear dick.
Well, to be fair, there was some bear dick in Game of Thrones, and that hasn't been cancelled. So.
Ah, that is true.
Hodor.
But that was Hodor. A prosthetic bear dick.
Yes.
See, faux bear dick.
Ruin it for the people out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spoilers.
Aw, it's not real. My wank fantasies are ruined. again. Why does this always happen?
There's always Tumblr.
There was always Tumblr. And I think we were saying as well that actually they actually weaved the fake pubes and the fake penis through his actual pubic hair. So it took him like a long time to try and unweave this prosthetic out of his junk. And it was really uncomfortable for him, apparently.
That would take a bit of skill. So, honey, what did you do today? I wove pubic hair into... I weaved.
They went through 4 years of special effects and makeup artistry to
learn how to weave pubes.
Somebody went to school for that, and somebody got paid a lot of money for that. So there is a career in prosthetic wangs.
Wangs.
Ashton Kutcher had a prosthetic penis on 2 and a Half Men.
And that got cancelled. But he's not a bear either.
I wouldn't say no.
but he's not a bear, though. It's because you go there, it doesn't make him a bear. Like,
you just changed the definition of what a bear is.
He had a beard.
Wouldn't that go for him?
Yes, therefore he's a bear. Just because he's
an otter? Like, what is he?
No.
He's a wanker.
He fits into that hipster category.
Does he? Okay. we're going to be talking about a bit more about diversity in television in just a moment. Article was posted yesterday. There was pretty wrong town, and we're going to talk about that and a very, very angry black woman in the form of Shonda Rhimes. Girl, she is pissed and she is fierce. You're on the Woods here on Joy 94.9.
QLife is a new national peer-based telephone and online counselling service for the LGBTI community, their family, friends and health providers. QLife provides a place to talk about health and experiences of negotiating the medical system, relationships, isolation, coming out, people assuming gender and more. Starting the conversation is sometimes daunting. Let QLife help you. Call 1-800-184-527, 5:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. or visit qlife.org.au for more information.
Did you know Joy Audio Production Services can help you with all your audio recording needs? No matter what the task at hand, we have a way to support you and to support your business. We can produce radio-style interviews for your website, on-hold greetings, podcasts, voiceovers for video and more. Call Joy's production manager Jason on 1-300-569-949 or email production@joy.org.au. That's 1-300-569-949. Joy Audio Production Services. Commercial grade audio quality at community radio rates.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
You're in the Woods here on Joy 94.9 talking about Golden Girls and bear penises.
What? Where else? But in the Woods.
What's going on? No, we're talking about how Looking got cancelled, and it was a very a good show, and a good show that showed different types of characters in an adult kind of way.
Good soundtrack,
good production overall, really. And unfortunately got cancelled. And there was an article that happened yesterday. I'm going to bring it up a little bit. It was an article that was posted in the US by an online website called Deadline. And they posted a column talking about 2015, the year of ethnic castings, about time or too much of a good thing. And it was basically talking about how this year particularly, there's been a lot of shows that have featured people of colour, as the article refers to, so POCs, as the main characters in their shows. Things like How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal, Blackish is another one, Jane the Virgin as well. So all these shows that feature people of colour as main cast. And the article basically is saying that we think that they think it might be a bit too much. Too much people of colour.
What is wrong with the world?
I don't know what's wrong with this writer. And the article quotes things like, you know, what does it say? While they are among the most voracious and loyal TV viewers, African Americans still represent only 13% of the US population. They were grossly underserved, but now with shows like Empire, Blackish, Scandal, and Murder on broadcast, they have scripted choices, so the growth in that fraction of the TV audience might have reached its peak.
Wow.
Basically saying, we've got enough, guys. We don't need any more black shows. Which is just
it's
unbelievable.
Insane.
It's crazy.
In this day and age.
Mm.
You know, it's one of those things, and you know what? Whenever there's a minority of sorts mm-hmm. that's sort of pinpointed like this, LGBT does come into question as well. In terms of, hey, we're all people that are sort of underrepresented in forms of media, and we have been for a long time. We have yeah. our shows and stuff. We have Will and Grace and Mara. But, you know, ultimately, compared to the average
yeah.
white, straight kind of action hero type thing that you see on television and in movies, we are underrepresented.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see stuff like this talking about people of colour in a negative way, in that sense, it's just...
Was this written by a middle-aged white guy?
I don't have proof of that, but I'm guessing so. I really think it probably was. But, you know, and it's saying that, you know, there's casting issues where half the roles people can't go for because they casting requires someone who's a person of colour, and it's not fair.
How dare they be racially diverse? How dare they?
And there's shows like, they mentioned Jane the Virgin.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's based on a telenovela. So it's based on this kind of other culture of TV show anyway.
Yes.
So you're going to have people of colour in that. You can't have Caucasian people in as the main characters in that show. If it's based on a telenovela and has that kind of style to it, of course you're going to cast people from that background. It's not about trying to be diverse for the sake of it. It's keeping it true to the actual yeah. concept. Which is ridiculous. I don't know why people pissed off about this.
Whoever said that, you know, the average middle-aged white guy was, you know, what we need to see on our TVs anyway. That would be incredibly boring if every TV show was the same type of person.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't exist in life, and same for any community. Absolutely. In the gay community. It's yeah. just...
And the article even talks about, surprisingly, that the one night has Empire and Blackish on at the same time, and they both have ratings that are great.
Oh!
Shocking.
Who would have thunk it?
They both have people of colour casts, and they both get ratings at the same time. There's not enough room in this world for two at once.
I wonder what he was thinking when he decided to write this type of article.
Trying to get a rise out of people, maybe. I mean, surely it should be about a good story.
Well, definitely has gotten a rise out of people, and one that stands out is Shonda Rhimes. And if you don't know who Shonda Rhimes is, what's wrong with you? Shondaland. Shonda Rhimes is the creator of Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, which was the spin-off, yes. and also Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder. So very large yes. shows. And now Shonda Rhimes, as a proud African-American woman herself, has always made a really big effort to include really
diverse
casts yeah. in terms of strong African-American female lead characters who also own it, you know? You look at Scandal and Murder and even Bailey from Grey's Anatomy, these strong African-American characters.
But it's not just African-American. There's Latina women.
Yes.
Indian. Yeah.
Asian-American. Yeah. All sorts of... Yeah. Absolutely, you know. And also in How to Get Away with Murder, quite recently, it's had a pretty prominent gay storyline within the show as well. And it's actually showing gay sex on television. Shock horror.
But also
God. But on a network like ABC that normally wouldn't have that sort of thing. Like HBO, you kind of expect it, like every show you watch.
Yeah,
but
yes.
to show it on a major network like that, like not a cable network.
Mm.
And the show is now being aired over here finally. And it was articles with the guy who plays the gay character and interviews with yes. him about what it's like to be playing a gay character that actually gets a good amount of representation and screen time, including the sex life as well. It doesn't shy away from that content.
Right.
So Shonda Rhimes is really great with making sure everybody's included, which is really good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so she's pissed off about the article, of course.
Mm.
Her tweet that she wrote was, first reaction, hell no, let me take off my earrings, somebody hold my purse. Second reaction, article is so ignorant, I can't even be bothered. So, love that. And she actually was talking about diversity in television. And yeah. she actually, I'll read a quote here because I quite like it as well. She says, I really hate the word diversity. It suggests something other, as if it is something special or rare. Diversity, as if there's something unusual about telling stories involving women and people of colour and LGBTQ characters on TV. I have a different word. Normalizing. I'm normalizing TV. I am making TV look like the world looks. women, people of colour, LGBTQ people equal way more than 50% of the population, which means it ain't out of the ordinary.
Mm. And that's what it is, normalising. Every day you see people of different nations. Why is that not okay to have it represented on TV?
Yeah, and people who actually have the balls to complain about it. Like, so many shows with people of colour leading the cast. Like,
Australia has some way to go, though, in fully displaying our racial diversity.
I would agree with that. Yeah, we don't have a lot of people of colour or LGBT characters in our shows, in our programming.
There was that show Offshore. She had that Deborah Mailman. Yeah,
Deborah Mailman's the go-to gal. Yep.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's great.
Yeah. Aside from that, though, off the top of my head, I really can't think of any others.
I don't want to stereotype it because I don't know her name, which I feel bad. She is in Secret Life of Us, and she was in Offspring as well. I think she's Aboriginal.
That's Deborah Mailman.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
She's the one.
Don't know her name, obviously. That's why. Okay, so she's popped up a few times.
Yeah, she's
great.
Awesome.
I feel bad now. You know. Don't know her name. But yeah, look, so she's one that does stand out. But there's not many more, and there's not a lot of LGBT storylines that I can think of in Australian
content. Wentworth, I guess.
Exactly, which I haven't watched a lot of, but I want to watch. And apparently that has some good content in it as well, which is good.
Prisoner?
Well, Wentworth is the rebooted Prisoner.
Oh, okay. But the original one had lesbian storylines.
Yeah.
But
and an ironing press.
In terms of mainstream television, though, like what's on today, you'd think that we'd probably have some more diverse characters on shows.
Where are the bears on Australian TV?
Well,
yeah.
It's a good question. There's Shane Jacobson, I guess, on he was on that Channel 2 show. What was that called? That was really good.
That show.
I really liked that. It had Justin Clark. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, in terms of, there was a show that I like, which I think it's been renewed for season 3. So the season 3 is later this year. Please Like Me with Josh Thomas.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
That's a great little show. Yeah. And originally, that was buried on ABC 2. They put it on ABC 2 because they were like, oh, we don't want it on ABC 1. You can go on the 2 instead.
And there's the science fiction one. I think Adam Richards was involved.
Yeah, that was
Outcast, was it?
Yeah, Outland.
That was great.
Yes. And that was great to see some gay content. But again, kind of hidden away.
Yes, it was.
In a way. Yeah. And it was a short season, and then it wasn't renewed. And I'm good friends with John, who's one of the creators of Outland, and Adam as well, actually. And, you know, they just didn't hear back. You know, it was they said, oh, can we? They're knocking on the door. And it's like, oh,
I wish they would. I watched that on iView.
It
was great. Went through all the episodes at once. Or this is awesome.
It's a great show. Great gay content, but great sci-fi content as well, and very, very geeky and very fun. It's sort of these shows, while they're fantastic, they are hidden away, and that we don't have that mainstream kind of show or characters that are really show. And we are a very diverse, I hate to say diverse, we're a very normalized country. I'm going to say normalized now, it's my new word, thanks Shonda. You know, we've got a real mix of everybody around here, especially Australia. We're probably one of the most multicultural countries in the world in terms of people that we have here. So you'd think we'd have much more of a mix.
I mean, I'm a bit Italian, a bit Irish, just a product of 50s immigration.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've had some Italian in me before. That's my other show. So look, that's pretty much all we have time for tonight, guys. Anyway, we've run out of time talking crap about television. So I want to thank you guys for coming and spending time with me over the last few weeks when Mark's been away. So thank you, Matt. Thank you, Dean.
You're right.
And we'll be seeing more of you on The Woods in the coming weeks anyway, which is really great.
Good.
Now, next week on The Woods, we are going to have the guys from Vic Bears in on the show. Talking about Southern Hibernation, it is launching this Saturday. I won't spoil what it is, but I've got a bit of a sneak preview. I know what the theme is. I'm very excited about it. So make sure you are here on Saturday night at the Laird Hotel for Barryoki. They're going to launch Hibernation and what it's all about and start selling tickets and passes. So get ready. Me and Mark are hosting the bear competition again this year, which is very exciting. First time for Mark, fifth time for me, which will be great. So that's happening next week on Thursday night. The entire Southern Hibernation preview here on The Woods, and Mark's back as well. Also, a bit of a plug for my other show, Critical Hit, this Saturday at 3 p.m. I am lucky enough, I'm going to be joined by the boys from Tripod. They're going to be here in the studio singing some songs about video games and spending the whole hour with us talking about games, because they're massive geeks and that's great. So they're going to spend the whole hour with us chatting about games, singing songs, having a good time. That is this Saturday at 3 p.m. The boys from Tripod live in studio talking about their upcoming comedy show, which is a gaming musical with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, which is awesome. So make sure you listen in for that one. And that's it from me. Enjoy your weekend. And this has been The Woods. Stay tuned for Around the World in 80 Gears. The expats will be taking you through after 10 o'clock. So make sure you listen in. And, of course, listen to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. You're in The Woods here on Joy 94.9. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.